Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And I am still here with Jeff Wolf, Conference and Non-Credit Director at K-State Global Campus, and Russell Disberger, the Executive Coach for the K-State Global Campus Executive Education Program, also the CEO of Aspen Business Group. Great early segment that we had. If anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, wants to get involved in the conversation, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And Jeff and Russell were talking about the executive education program that K-State has already been doing. You've already had a few sessions maybe last year and the year before.
We had our first session in October with the first group, and they just finished up a second workshop in January. So they'll meet again in April.
Right, and then let's talk about that. Let's talk about the upcoming one, and I believe that begins in March, or is a deadline in March?
We now are starting to accept applications for program number 2 and program number 3. Right now it's the same thing, executive coach, but a whole new group. So we're looking for applications for the first one beginning in March, and if others are interested, another one will be starting up in June. In the meantime, our first program, which we call the Class of July 2020, because it's a 3-year program, they will continue to meet as a group every 90 days. The goal is to develop more of these programs and be able to reach out to other businesses and organizations so they can start taking these and getting involved.
And Russell, what type of candidates is this program looking for? What type of applicants is it seeking?
Well, the objective is to find individuals that want to grow or improve their organization, and this is the C-level. The executive coach program is for the top tier. So if you're a vice president, president, chief operating officer, CFO, CEO, we're trying to get those individuals to, in a sense, form roundtables. We'll get them to apply. We go through and carefully screen each person and make sure they're going to be an asset to the other people at that table. So because part of the learning is not only to facilitate the subject matter, but is also to make sure that each person's going to be able to contribute to each other.
Now, you have a lot of roundtable discussions, I think, is a big component of the program. As far as the ones in sessions that you've seen so far, what are the kind of the common discussions or when you're looking at executive coach and what you're trying to do and trying to grow leaders, what are some of the discussions that usually come up or topics or challenges that a lot of your participants speak of?
Well, the flow of the day facilitates a number of those. We first take a look at who you are, some of the mental barriers, your mental mindset, and how you operate. So kind of a look within. Then we take a look at introducing a new topic at hand, followed by the goals and objectives that you might have for the next 90 days, which tie into a 3-year objective. So as the economy goes up and down and as hiring and talent gets tough, HR and HR issues this last go-around, with unemployment being tight in this region, we had a number of employers say, how do you attract, how do you retain, what are you guys doing, what are your benefit packages? And they were beginning to share ideas and strategies to attract, retain, and grow talent.
And Jeff, I understand that this program works a lot with a lot of business leaders in the region and probably outside the region to a degree. When they're coming to you about this program, what are they looking for? What are some of the challenges they're talking about when they're trying to hire folks?
I think a lot of it is they're looking for the right people, number one, and how do they identify who those right people are? I think more importantly as well, those that are already in the organization, how do you identify the individuals who can continue to grow with the company? It isn't just about the leader. The leader has to be in a position to be able to motivate and drive the others. And through the different techniques, you know, one of the most important things, as Russ had mentioned, was the goal setting. The individuals have to know where they want to go, what's important in their life. And it ties in not just with their business life, but it ties in with what goes on at home and what they're feeling and how they want to accomplish. So it's really a holistic approach to their improvement and improving the organization. If they can get their mindset right, there's a lot that they can do with the learning that comes through these core, through these programs. But, you know, additionally, what they're learning beyond this is the ability to just focus on the future and focus on their goals. And that's where the coaches come in. That's where Russ comes in. And at their own tables, it's really like an alternative board. Each one kind of holds each other accountable as well.
It really seems one of the gatherings so far from this program is that there's a lot of emphasis placed on self-discovery throughout it.
Absolutely. I mean, again, you're the biggest barrier for your success. And so if we can get you to grow beyond yourself, delegation, time. I mean, people follow people who follow through, right? So if I hold you accountable, if I can learn to let go, if I can leverage time, we all have the same amount. But if I can leverage time and focus on my high payoff activities and delegate my low payoff activities, get people to manage up, you can really create an engine within your organization that hums.
Brady Bowman here with Jeff Wolf, the conference and non-credit director at K-State Global Campus. And you just heard Russell Disberger. He's the executive coach for the K-State Global Campus, the executive education program, also the CEO of Aspen Business Group. Just got a couple minutes before we get to Pawnee Hill Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole, who will join us last half hour. If you have any questions for Jeff or Russell, 785-537-1350. You could also tweet us at 1350KMAN. You can tweet myself at Brady2Day, two being the numeral. And just real quick, gentlemen, let's just remind folks that they are interested. Where do they go? Who do they contact? Dates, times, those, all that fun housekeeping stuff.
Sure, thank you. The website is on is at K-State, and the website is www.exec.k-state.edu. That will take them directly to the executive education page. From there, they can request information. They can apply for one of the three programs. We have dates listed. We have all the program information listed for the 12 workshops. We list our subject matter experts, and a number of them are K-State faculty who will have specific topics that they will work with. And then we have our executive coaches listed. So there's a lot of information in addition to videos to really get a feel for those who have been through the program, those who have experienced it, and some frontline information from our coaches as well.
Yeah, the individuals need to just basically free up 1% of their year to work on their business and to grow it.
And real quick before we go on to our next break and talk with Robin Cole, are there other examples that you saw before getting this together that other universities are doing, or is this a pretty unique thing here at K-State?
Well, it's unique here at K-State. College of Business is working with us at this point as well, which we're very excited about as we start to look at developing additional programs for the mid-managers as well. But executive education is throughout the United States and certainly throughout the world and in a variety of universities. And we're looking to really stake our claim here based upon the faculty experience and the knowledge that's here to really make it work.
It's about a blend of about five different programs that I've also seen. And again, with the spaced repetition, the accountability, and the alternative board concept all being blended together.
Very good. I'm sure faculty have been pretty excited to be involved with this.
I think so. It was a little bit, it was new to them, but a number of them are already doing some consulting outside. And when they saw this being homegrown and tied in as a Kansas State University program, they're very excited about playing a part. And a number of them are scheduled throughout the next 3 years. And we continue to hear from others who want to play a part in this.
And people would like us to take it nationally, if not globally.
Oh, got big goals, right?
You,
big
you
dreams.
Bet.
And Russell, just real quick, I guess talk about your background and kind of what got you involved in this line of work.
Well, Lyle Butler, the chamber president, he and I have been following each other around the United States. When he was in Dodge City, I was in Garden City. When he was in Greeley, I actually co-officed with him. But I've been in the Small Business Development Center arena, and I've been consulting over 3,000 different companies for the last, 21 years. And so when Dave Dreiling and Ward Morgan convinced me to move out here and work with them and their companies. Slowly but surely, my goal was to someday work with Kansas State University. And when Jeff came to me, it just was kind of a connection of everything that I ever wanted to do.
It all just worked together, right?
It was wonderful.
All right. Jeff Wolf, Conference Non-Credit Director at K-State Global Campus. Russell Disberger, you just heard, Executive Coach for the K-State Global Campus Executive Education Program. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for coming on. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks, Brady.
More In Focus coming up after the break here on News Radio KMAN.